This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still hailing a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico, calling it historic. He says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is going to add jobs while opening markets to U.S. farmers and manufacturers. And he says it was his tariffs that helped secure the new trade deal, calling critics of tariffs babies. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says this trade deal is going to serve as a model for future agreements with other nations.
These are multiple areas where we've made a lot of progress on intellectual property, digital trade, all different types of areas that will set a model for what we use with others.
He was speaking on Fox News. The Pentagon says a Navy ship had what it's calling an unsafe interaction with a Chinese warship in the South China Sea last weekend. They say the USS Decatur had a maneuver to prevent a collision. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is saying that senators are going to vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation this week. McConnell expressing confidence yesterday the FBI will soon be completing a follow-up investigation of Kavanaugh. Agents continue to look into allegations of sexual assault, which Kavanaugh has strongly denied. President Trump not shy about saying how he feels about Democrats these days.
They are not angels.
President Trump goes after Senate Democrats who he believes are hypocrites. The president's comments as he takes questions from reporters in Washington, D.C. about the status of the Brett Kavanaugh investigation.
I want it to be comprehensive.
Trump also mentioning Connecticut Senator Democrat Richard Blumenthal, who lied about serving in Vietnam.
He lied about Vietnam. He didn't just say, hey, I went to Vietnam. No, no. For 15 years, he said he was a war hero.
That report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Numerous events were held in Las Vegas yesterday to mark the one-year anniversary since the worst mass shooting in American history, when a gunman opened fire on a concert crowd from a nearby hotel window, killing 58, injuring hundreds more. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Kaya Jones is a musician, and she was playing at Harvest Fest 1 year ago. She's also a Las Vegas native. She talks about what she's been going through.
I think all of us have survivor's guilt. A little over an hour and a half before the shooting started, I was on stage. John, Kenny, DJ Silver, you know, any of us could have been shot at any time. So there's a survivor's guilt within that. And then there's 800 people that were wounded. That's not just shot. That's also trampled from trying to flee the stage area and the festival.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Thousands of Amazon employees are getting a raise as the online retail giant announced this morning it's going to be raising the minimum wage for all of its U.S. workers to $15 an hour. It includes seasonal workers and people employed through temp agencies. The raise will take effect on the 1st of November. And Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen says he's again battling cancer, announcing the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that he was treated for in 2009 has returned, but he says he's got treatment plans to fight it aggressively, and doctors are optimistic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We're going to keep you up to date on what's going on with Kavanaugh. It looks like the FBI is moving along pretty quickly, maybe a little bit of a surprise. I don't know why for the Democrats. I mean, they keep throwing out more out there. Richard Blumenthal, who I'm like President Trump. I have a hard time, really. And Richard Blumenthal, of all people, who talked about, you know, lie in one thing, lie in everything. Of course, he used the Latin phrase, which seems so impressive because, Judge Kavanaugh was kind of like, okay, what gibberish are you saying? Because even the way in which he said it was, whatever. Anyway, he did the best he could. But he says, you know, if you lie in one thing, you lie in everything. It's like, wait a minute, of all people, you don't want to be the guy saying that. You really destroy your credibility. And I have a hard time. He's gotten a lot of TV time these days. And it really is hard for me. And much the same way with Susan Rice. I don't want to see Susan Rice on TV anymore. I believe she's disqualified herself. And this is what we need to do as a people who are concerned about America and the truth, is that, you know, if people want to, you know, if they're going to lie to us, then we don't want to hear from them. You know, just tune them out, because they really have no relevance and no place. I mean, to Richard Blumenthal's point, he's right. And I think that we all need to rise to that standard, that if you lie in one thing, you lie, you know, you're disqualified. You lie in everything. That is the suggestion from the Latin phrase. And we go back experientially with people that we've dealt with. And, you know, that's the one thing that liars do. They lie. You know, they can't help themselves. And so when do you believe them? You believe them at your own peril, is what happens time and again. So, you know, we need to be better discerners of the media and the news that we are consuming. But I also say that there's nothing wrong with us disqualifying people. And I find myself doing that more and more these days. And I can understand. I mean, look, we make mistakes. If you make a mistake, come back and say, hey, look, I misspoke. I said this wrong, or I had wrong information, whatever. But, you know, that doesn't exist in the Beltway. You know, it just goes out there. You know, Harry Reid's, you know, makes up a story about Mitt Romney and then later laughs about it. You know, basically he lied and he laughs about it. Well, he didn't get elected anyway, right? You know, I guess all that matters. And that's the whole routine. And this is what President Trump was saying yesterday. In the Democrats' worldview, it is the end justifies the means. And this is what we're going on with Judge Kavanaugh. It, you know, the heck with his character, heck with his family, his kids. I mean, it's down to the point, I don't know if you saw this, there was a cartoon that was totally, you know, out of line. It was just terrible, the cartoon mocking Judge Kavanaugh's daughter. you know, praying, and that, oh, you know, this is like prayer number two to God. Oh, God, forgive our dad for being a rapist or whatever it was that, but, you know, to that point of suggestion. And was, you know, it was disgusting that they would do this. But, you know, all's fair. I guess all's fair, love, war, and politics on the Democratic side. But God forbid that any Republican, and particularly a white male Republican, oh, my gosh, that's the trifecta. You know, according to Senator Hirono out of Hawaii, I mean, if you're white, if you're male and Republican, that's the royal trifecta. You're really off the bus. This is what it's come down to, and at what risk? You know, what kind of message is this sending out to our boys? As we talked with, you know, Dr. You know, Warren Farrell yesterday, the author of The Boy Crisis, he and John Gray. This is very dangerous where we find ourselves today. But we have to speak out. We have to take a stand. And let me say this, and I have spoken with so many people, and people of faith, and people who are secular, but even the people who are very secular realize that this thing is so massive, it is so big, what's happening in our culture right now, that they have no answers. I ask them, I go, what is the answer? What do you think is going to happen? Do you think that suddenly one day people are going to wake up and be nice? I mean, do you think that's the answer? Do you think Nancy Pelosi is going to see something in her toast that all of a sudden she's going to convert and change? You know, what do you think is going to happen? They have no ideas. Now, people of faith, what we've been doing, I got to tell you, more people are praying. And I really so appreciate it. I tell you, I'm so grateful for Franklin Graham. And leading the way. And I know there's others, many others who are joining hearts and hands with Franklin Graham in praying for this country, all in the spirit of 2 Chronicles 7:13 and 14. You know, if my people who are called by my name, I mean, just grab a hold of that, okay? So God is saying, not secular America, not the Muslims of America. No, it is the people who are called by my name. So you know who you are. If you are called by God's very name, then it is us that needs to lead the way. When you consider every major change and alteration, of course, that has happened in our country, it has been people of faith that have led the way, without exception. Now, can you gather that for just a moment? Going back to the early founding of our country, it was people of faith who led the way, who even came up and were able to assemble the ideas of this great American experiment. You know, this didn't come off of some Ouija board or, you know, some other outside interest. This is clearly, as George Washington said, Thomas Jefferson, this is by divine providence. They understood that what they were pulling together, I mean, you talk about, you know, these oh yeah moments. I had a dear friend and pastor who would always talk about these wow moments that you would have when you would read certain passages of the Bible. And I say not only just passages of the Bible, but when you come in contact with God in your daily life and you know that something's, you know, something supernatural, that you just have this aha, this wow moment that you go, whoa, wait a minute. I touched on something sacred and supernatural. And I got to imagine that our founding fathers, as they were assembling all these ideas, that they kept hitting into these aha moments, realizing that they're not that smart. You know, they're not that brilliant. I mean, brilliant, but not that brilliant. And here is where we are today, is we've got a lot of smart people around, but we need something supernatural and even more brilliant beyond the smartest people that we think that are on this planet that can help. And this is where God comes in, is that we realize we can't handle this ourselves. And I said this going into the Kavanaugh hearing. I saw what was going to go on. I could see this clearly. And we're not, even after, you know, the seventh FBI investigation, and this one a little bit more targeted because there are some specifics to this one, although as we spoke with a former FBI agent who conducted these interviews, you know, for 30 years, for a number of his years in the FBI, said to us, you know, Bill, it's pretty extensive. And we go back to high school. I was surprised. You know, he said, well, we go back to high school. So it's pretty extensive here. But what will happen, just as many have said, not one Democrat will vote out of that committee for Judge Kavanaugh. Not one. Nothing's going to change. The only thing that will change is maybe three or four senators who are on the border there that are on the line that say, okay, look it, we gave it a fair shot. We played nice with the Democrats. We gave them what they want. We have enough information to support the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh. But I'm saying above all this, and we'll pick up the conversation on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is beyond our capability, and we have to look to a higher authority. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2. Bill Martinez live.
This confirmation process has become a national disgrace. The Constitution gives the Senate an important role in the confirmation process. but you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy. Since my nomination in July, there's been a frenzy on the left to come up with something, anything, to block my confirmation. Shortly after I was nominated, the Democratic Senate leader said he would, quote, oppose me with everything he's got. A Democratic senator on this committee publicly referred to me as evil. Evil. Think about that word. And said that those who supported me were, quote, complicit in evil. Another Democratic senator on this committee said, quote, Judge Kavanaugh is your worst nightmare.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, it is heartbreaking to hear Judge Kavanaugh once again. It brings it back. But this is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. This is America today. And, and it is so key. I think about some things that are happening in a very positive way. You know, the trade deal that was announced that people said would never happen. You know, oh, yes, Mexico came in the fold, but, Canada, there was no way that Canada was going to do this. Now, Canada realizes, okay, look, we're better together. Let's work it out. And they did. And thank God for that. And, of course, the Democrats crack me up because, of course, they have to be antithetical to this. And here it is. It wasn't there. It wasn't anybody in their group that made this happen. Nobody on the Democratic side that complained about unfair trade and the way America was getting ripped off. No, it took an outsider. It took a Republican president, but probably more an outsider than a quote unquote Republican establishment type, D.C. type, to say, look, this is not fair. And the forgotten man and woman on Main Street says, yeah, we've been saying this for decades. It's not fair. We've seen our jobs go overseas. We're making minimum wage. We're having to work three jobs to keep up with things. Thank you very much, the previous administration. And now we have a president who comes in and says, no, those days are over. And so now here we go into a midterm election. And with the economy as robust as it is, 4.2, which remember, even President Obama and all his acolytes said, nope, 2.0, that's the best we can do. That's the best to look forward. Donald Trump would hear nothing of it. And now we're at 4.2. I think for the years that we could hit 5%. And it is upward from there. And could you imagine what we'd be doing if we all were on the same team together instead of somebody sitting at the sidelines because they hate Donald Trump so much and they hate the other party so much that they're going to put a stick in his spokes, which is a stick in his spokes is a stick in our spokes. And this is what a lot of Main Street America are coming to realize, that it's not about Republicans or Democrats or Donald Trump or Nancy Pelosi. It's about America. We can get this thing back on track, but it got to go back to what we said earlier. We cannot do it within the context of the current environment, the political environment in which we deal in. We have to step outside of ourselves. This is a thing that's bigger than ourselves. And I'm telling you, as we were talking about this yesterday, Charles Finney said, a revival happens when it's most needed. This is what America needs. People of faith need to come together. As Franklin Graham has been saying and others, we need to come together and honor 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, by humbling themselves, you realize that you are not the answer. You're not the one. God is the answer. God is the one that created this country. You know, our founding fathers knew that the brilliance of this great American experiment was beyond their capability, as smart as they were. They knew there was something special and supernatural about it. It was the very hand of God. But we have to come to that realization that we've lost our way. We've turned our back on God. And we're on the verge of judgment here in a big way. You can't possibly kill 60 million babies and do the things that this country is guilty of and think that we're going to get away with it. But we have an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to do something about it, to right the course, to save our children, to do something absolutely awesome for the next generation that's coming forth. What do they have to hang on to? The wits of liberal-minded professors in college that we pay a lot of money for and they come back? I mean, it's going to be, we're not that far away from Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is a real shocking time for a lot of families across America who send their kids to college paying $50,000 plus a year, you know, to be educated. They come back and in months they are indoctrinated and they absolutely, you know, turn the turkey dinner upside down with some of the things that they're spouting that come directly from the mouths of liberal professors. And this is what we do. We actually pay for this indoctrination. Is this insane? What's going on? This is how messed up this is. Think about it. But we're trying to do it in and of our own strength. But people of faith are going to be the ones to lead the way here. We're going to be the ones to right the ship and to do something about, you know, Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation to hold the course so that we're not, you know, influenced and we're afraid because of what the Democrats are yelling and screaming about. And all this other suggested anonymous accusations that are flying around. I mean, you know, the Democrats made it real clear. They're not voting for Kavanaugh. It doesn't matter. I mean, Chris Coons already said he's not going to do, you know, so he kind of juked Jeff Flake. And, you know, as Lindsey Graham says, he loves Jeff Flake because he's a nice guy. And that's part of the problem, is that he doesn't have the legal background to understand the gamesmanship and what the Democrats are doing. They worked him. They took advantage of him. That gal that hotboxed him in the elevator there, what they did to him. Okay, well, you know what? Jeff Flake's a big boy, and he needs to understand, just as there are other congressmen and women and senators that are there that understand, look, this is the people's business, and there are people that have a lot of passion about what they believe in and what they want to see happen. But, you know, look what's going on. 60 million babies. I mean, this whole issue, really, the bottom line of this whole issue is that this is a choice between life and death. Okay? And this happens constantly in the history of the world, is that we come to those points in our journey that who will you choose? Are you going to choose life or death? Roe v. Wade represents death. 60 million babies. God only knows what human potential, what answer, what was needed, you know, that was part of those 60 million babies that are no more. Forget about all the memories. Forget about the father-daughter dances at a wedding. Forget about prom dates. Forget about graduation, you know, from kindergarten. All that's gone. It's all vapored. Forget about the heritage that that child would have delivered in terms of future generations, you know, grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. All vapored because of Roe v. Wade. That is the culture of death, and this is what Roe v. Wade gave us. And now we have a chance to choose life. Yes, this issue is threatening because they know that with Kavanaugh on the court, that this really jeopardizes Roe v. Wade. It really brings this into question. And maybe once and for all, this country again would be a country of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Wow. That's really what stands in the balance here. But, you know, a secular society says, I want to see things according to my own eyes. But yet they're seeing right now, okay, the question is, how do you like it now? You know, here we are, decades down the road, seeing things according to your own eyes, turning your back on God. Look what's happening in our educational system. And I'm not talking just about college. I'm talking, you know, elementary school all the way through. What's happening with our kids? I mean, we have a lot of parents today going, I don't want my kids to be part of public school system anymore. It is such a mess. I want them to get into private school. This is why there is such a movement towards vouchers. Because they're saying, why should we pay for this incompetence? Why should we pay for this maleducation that's taking place? I mean, it's disgusting. We're paying for this. And there's no future in sight because we've taken God out of the classroom. Look what's happened since the 60s when they said, we don't need God's, you know, stinking Ten Commandments. You know, we've got this under control. Well, why don't you tell the kids in Chicago that? You don't need God's Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not murder, just for starters. I mean, let's not raise our kids up with that concept, the idea that they should be a respecter of other people. Nah, let's let the bullying, let's let the murders continue. Because, you know, after all, we need to see things according to our own eyes. This is why people of faith have to lead the way. And I pray people of faith will stand up and will realize the change that is needed and that is close to happening, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your health care costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing health care for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still hailing a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico, calling it historic. He says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement's going to add jobs while opening markets to U.S. farmers and manufacturers. And he says it was his tariffs that helped secure the new trade deal, calling critics of tariffs babies. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says this trade deal is going to serve as a model for future agreements with other nations.
These are multiple areas where we've made a lot of progress on intellectual property, digital trade, all different types of areas that will set a model for what we use with others.
He was speaking on Fox News. The Pentagon says a Navy ship had what it's calling an unsafe interaction with a Chinese warship in the South China Sea last weekend. They say the USS Decatur had a maneuver to prevent a collision. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Bill Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
I'm glad you're paying attention. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Hey, don't forget, I've got that DVD to give away. The story. This is a terrific movie, by the way. You're going to be blessed by it. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. You remember him, right? For over 30 years, Fred Rogers, an unassuming minister, puppeteer, writer, and producer, was beamed daily into homes across America in his beloved TV program, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And we got the DVD, A Little Kindness Makes a World of Difference. We want to spread the kindness out there. And you can have your very own copy of Won't You Be My Neighbor? Okay. And all you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be put in the HOPA. We put all names in the HOPA. Make sure your address is there. And we will draw out names. And, hey, if you're the lucky winner, then the DVD will be yours with our compliments. Okay. So bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want the DVD, the Won't You Be My Neighbor DVD. And we'll get it out to you lickety-split. Matt Taylor joins us now. Matt is a director of a film called The Creepy Line, which premiered last week in D.C. to a full house. The film features stunning information into Google's business model of mass surveillance and reveals explosive new research into the manipulation effects of this incredible search engine. Matt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Great. I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you pursuing the truth. I mean, this is what the show is all about. And tell us about Creepy Line and, you know, the response you're getting from people that saw it.
Absolutely. The Creepy Line is a featured documentary about how Google and Facebook manipulate their users and also the potential they have to undermine democracy by shifting opinions. We've received amazing kind of feedback from audiences, and we've also got a number of bit of pushback from people who don't want the message to get out there. Overall, the film has been very successful so far.
Kind of interesting, Matt, when you think about it. When I was growing up, there was a big issue about subliminal advertising. Remember, you go to the movies, they'd have a little, you know, quick cut that was, you know, spliced in the movie that would direct you to buy Coke products and other things. And this was a form of that manipulation. Now we have something more blatant being exercised here. I mean, there's no holds barred with the things that Google and Facebook and these other social media giants are doing to our brains. And, you know, we're somehow entrusting the government to protect our well-being here?
Well, here's the thing. The government is by design inefficient. You know, these companies are not inefficient. They're super efficient. They're full of smart people. So even if the government were to intervene, their legislation and their capabilities aren't up to par to keep up with how fast technology changes. So as they come up with a law or antitrust or any of these things, Google and Facebook are 10, 15 steps ahead of them.
Exactly.
On top of the fact that they know all of our information, they can shift votes towards one candidate or another, and they spend more money in Washington on lobbying than even big oil or big pharma.
Yeah. It's like you say, it's the power of focus. I mean, they do one thing. You know, they do chicken good. They've got all their employees, their forest resources, all focused on this aspect where we have our government is so massively bloated. And, you know, every day I think America is realizing, you know, this government is too big for itself. It has outgrown itself. It needs a serious haircut to bring it back into line. But, of course, there are so many antithetical powers, whether you want to call it the deep state or others. But there have been people that have made quite a living off the incompetence of our government, and they're not going to go away easy.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you look at how these companies, you know, Silicon Valley in particular, is pushing money into politics. They really do have a lot of power over what happens with things like net neutrality, with ISP, with communications. And the difficulty is there's no good solution right now because these companies have integrated themselves so absolutely in our everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
So just regulating them or just breaking them up will have unforeseen consequences that we're not even aware of yet because they control communication. They're in education. They're in transportation. All of these things we do every day, you know, online, everything. And so we have to proceed very carefully with a solution to how to deal with them.
Well, and as you mentioned earlier, their lobbying efforts are incredibly extensive. We know the old business axiom that people do that which they get rewarded for, and our politicians are getting rewarded quite handsomely by these social media giants, are they not?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you have a scenario right now where Google, just with the search engine alone, can shift opinion and hence potentially shift votes. As we show in our film, The Creepy Line, it's possible that they had shifted votes towards one candidate or another in the 2016 election. So what this does is this brings it into the realm of the, you know, FEC violations of in-kind donations. These are really, you know, Facebook puts out registration notices for one group of people and not the other. That has a dollar amount if you're under federal jurisdiction for elections now. If they do it invisibly and they do it for free for one candidate or another, and that's actually technically illegal.
Why did you feel compelled to produce this movie, The Creepy Line?
Well, look, I'm a huge technology fan. I love technology. I've watched the rise of Google and Facebook. I think they've done a lot of really exciting things in the space to bring information to people, to bring people together. But there's been a culmination of violations that they've, you know, things they've been caught on, whether it's Google Street View, whether it's monitoring your Gmail, monitoring your children, that have kind of culminated. And it came to a point now where we really have to ask ourselves, is that free email really worth the price of what we gave to these companies, our data, which they sell to advertisers, and in some instances, governments, in some instances, law enforcement. So the question is we all have to look inward and say, was this exchange really worth it? We have become the product for these companies. We are the product.
Have we gone so far, Matt, that there's no turning back? Has convenience so pervaded our lives that we just can't be without this, knowing with eyes wide open that these guys are working us?
Well, this comes down to the problem with how to deal with it. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, let's just turn them into a public utility, or, oh, let's just slap antitrust on them, or, oh, let's break them up. But the question is if they're so intertwined in our lives, what is the ramifications if you break a company up that, by the way, controls how you communicate with your loved ones, or how you get places with your GPS in your car? What does that mean? And so, you know, we may be to a point where the technology and the human being have merged in such a way where the solution is going to be something completely new and completely different. We're going to have to really figure that out and be very cautious of how we proceed to get to that solution.
Well, Matt Taylor is an independent filmmaker originally from Alexandria, Virginia, worked in film industry for over 10 years, specifically in documentary feature films. You've traveled all over the world, Matt. I mean, doing your documentaries, this just has to just be, rewarding for you to be living your purpose. And then, of course, now to bring to light the creepy line, something that people have, you know, been feeling uncomfortable about. You've brought moving pictures to the ideas and why they're so uncomfortable about this invasion of our privacy and what these social media giants have been doing. I mean, I think it's quite rich that our country is so concerned about what Russia has done to manipulate, but yet we're overlooking, you know, we're stepping over these grievous offenses here domestically.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that when you talk about the number, the amount of money that Russia supposedly spent in the election, these are rounding errors compared to the kinds of value that you have with what Google and Facebook spending to push votes in one way or another. And what's really sad is when, having traveled around the world, the rest of the world has taken this much more seriously than we have.
Interesting.
You know, we're not taking it seriously in the United States. They take it seriously in Europe. I don't particularly agree with how they're dealing with it in Europe, but they are taking it more seriously than we are.
Maybe a little bit of right observation, wrong conclusion, but we're smarter than this, and we need to somehow get in front of this. And, you know, thank you for all the great work that the team effected in order to produce Creepy Line and to get it out there. How can they access this? Is it possible, Matt?
It will be. It's, you can go to www.creepyline.com and see as the film starts rolling out.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bill Martinez.
Let your fire burn, cast out all my fears. Let your fire burn, so I feel. Oh,
live.
Yeah, I like that acrostic for fear, right? False evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. I wanted to make sure you got that information that Matt Taylor, I apologize, we got cut off. But, hey, it's the Nature Live Radio and a nationally syndicated show. The times are exact. We don't mess around here, I'm telling you. If you go to thecreepyline.com, the creepy line, just like it sounds, you know, C-R-E-E-P-Y, thecreepyline.com. It has all the information there. He says that Amazon and iTunes will it'll be on Amazon and iTunes, probably Amazon first, then iTunes. It'll be available for you. And so, you know, check it out and stay up to date with how it is unfolding, how it's getting out into, you know, local communities. And this is something that you want to get in front of in light of all the conversation that we're having about our privacy and social media. What is going on? You need to be aware of what Google, all these social media giants are doing and the exchange. I mean, kind of like with Jeff Flake. Jeff Flake exchanged, you know, what was the deal that he made with Chris Coons, you know? Chris Coons looks like one and Jeff Flake zero. I mean, because there's no payoff here. It's almost the same thing, you know, with what we're looking at with Google and Facebook and that sort of thing, is that, you know, we get this very convenient platform, seemingly, but we're being worked and we're being used, and now we're being manipulated and indoctrinated as if we haven't already been done so in college and tried to renew and have been working ever since to renew our minds and get our thinking squared away. Yeah, some of it's stinky too, but we're trying to clear it out. But here, this is what's happening to us. And as our good friend John Whitehead said, it's knowledge that precedes action. And that knowledge, let's assume that that knowledge is the right knowledge, not just information, but it is knowledge based in the truth. That is so important. And that precedes action. And action is needed, I think we would all agree. Hey, it is time for the Good News Grill here across America. We always appreciate Samantha Mao coming on the show every week. With her, she's got a basket full of viral videos that makes us cry sometimes, makes us laugh. And at a time we need these human emotions, Sam, we really need some kind of healthy, rich emotions because of all that we've gone through these past couple of weeks here across the country.
I think so. And I think a lot of these stories are, they're kind of teaching. My first story is actually kind of teaching the power of forgiveness and everything.
Yes.
And I think that's something that, if this guy can get past what happened to him with such love and grace, then, maybe we all have hope to go along with each other.
It's a great example.
Divided time.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a great example. As you say, I mean, this is a story about a lawman who befriends the man, the very man who shot him, Sam.
Yes, this actually happened. The reason this story kind of went viral again, the first time it went viral was back in 2011, with Danny Gibbons and Art Blakely, Art Blakey shared their story. It was the only time they had ever shared the story, during their life. But 22 years ago, Danny shot Art. He was 19 years old. He was just a few months out of high school. And him and his friends decided they were going to rob a local establishment that was a hangout. And it was the BFW Hall. And he didn't know that there was an off-duty deputy that was there. And that turned out to be Art.
Mm.
And so he said he came in shooting just to scare people. People are all dispersing. But Art comes around the corner and they run into each other. And they both exchange fire and end up getting shot in the stomach, both of them.
Mm.
And they're transported to the same hospital. Now, at this time, Art's daughter was a senior in college, and she comes to see her dad, and she says, you remember the first thing that he said when he was in the hospital was, I'm fine, how is he?
Mm.
He's like, I don't care how he is. Who cares
wow.
how he is? I don't
yeah.
care if he's fine. And he's like, that's not the time for that. This is not the time for that. I want to know how he is. And Art ends up asking, this guy could have gotten 60 years in jail.
Mm.
He ends up getting it down to 12, because of Art actually during his testimony to the judge started crying because he's like, this man deserves a second chance. Just give
wow.
him a second chance.
The judge is in tears? Wow.
The judge was crying
wow.
during his testimony.
Wow.
So
you had to know that it had to be pretty compelling, for the judge to emote like that.
Oh, absolutely. So the judge ends up giving Danny 12 years, and Danny said he went in an angry guy, but Art kept showing him love. Art was checking on his mom while he was in jail. And, on Danny's mom while Danny's
yeah.
in jail.
That's extraordinary.
It just had nothing but love for this guy. It's extraordinary.
Mm.
And
yeah.
When he's in jail, he ends up finding God and becoming a minister, an ordained minister. And when he got out, Art was waiting for him at his house one day, and they end up embracing in a hug. And he's like, I love you. I forgive you. And, Danny said that Art's loving him throughout that just, it changed his world. It was just this unconditional love that this man had for somebody who had done such harm to him. It took the wool off his eyes.
Well, this is the power, of love, of human love, one for another, that you would extend yourself to that degree. I mean, this is an incredible story, but it's within the capacity of all of us to do this sort of thing. It sounds so extraordinary, and it is. On all accounts, but what's it worth? I mean, what is it worth to save a man, to save a man's very soul? This kid was going to hell in a handbasket, and because of the love of this police officer taking care of his mom while he's in jail and everything, and being there for him, you've got somebody now whose life is going to be, has been so dramatically altered, and what an experience, what an example. you know, to other police officers, to all of us that hear this story, it's no wonder that it has gone absolutely viral because, you know, I think we all want a second chance. We all want a do-over. Yeah. And this is what God's love gives us. It gives us that opportunity to have the very second chance that we long for and to see it in action. This is God's love in action. I mean, this isn't done. I mean, this is so extraordinary. I mean, this isn't done within the confines of our human psyche. Our human psyche says, oh, no, I want this kid dead. I want him there for 60 years. I want him suffering for all that he's done for me. And I got to imagine, you know, for Art, the lawman, that his spirit and soul were healed in such a dramatic way that the scar is, just a reminder of what hate could have done, but what love actually did.
And then I also think about Danny, and mm-hmm. I think about all the lives he'll change by, by retelling Art's story and what Art did. You know, Art actually mm-hmm. passed away, and there was hundreds of people. He was actually police chief when he passed away, and mm-hmm. there was hundreds of people out there to remember him at the state fair. And I love his story, and yeah. I'm amazed by his grace. So,
you know, without a doubt. Well, this is, a time for us to, be blessed by people's lives that live a life of legacy that we can talk about and still be blessed to this day for it. So thank you for bringing this forth. Another story here is, this Boeing 737. I can only imagine what these people must have thought as this plane is going down and it crashes actually in this Micronesian lagoon. And everybody survives, huh?
That's right. It kind of reminds you of, you know, the miracle on the Hudson that happened back mm-hmm. in 2009.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Right.
So all 47 passengers and the crew survived the plane's crash landing in the lagoon earlier this week. And, you know, actually one of the passengers was saying when they first landed, he just thought they had a rough landing. So they were trying to land on an island, and this is when they were going down for landing that this mm. happened instead of the flight of the Hudson that was taking off.
Right,
that's
right.
When they crashed.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're still not sure what happened, but fortunately, the pilot was able to land the plane on the water, and by the time, passengers were getting up, the water was waist deep. And
I was going to say, by the time the water was up to their waist, they realized this was more than a rough landing, right?
That's right. But they're all trying to get out, and of course, you know, they're nearby to the land, but this plane is going down and is taking them with them. And the locals see what happens and immediately get on their boats and come rushing out. Mm. The U.S. Navy was there repairing a dock and actually got out there on their boats too, and were, you know, escorting people back and forth. And I just love when you see. I have no idea how the pilot would manage to land in the water. The plane ended up sinking like 30 meters deep, so it was.
Yes.
You know, essential.
Wow. So they had a limited amount of time to get out of there, but thank God everybody survived. Time for one more story, and I like this story about this selfless 9-year-old uses Make-A-Wish to throw a party for the entire school. Are you kidding me?
That's right. So Javier Amos could have wished for anything in the world that he wanted to wish. He could have gone to Disney World. He could have met a celebrity. And, he decided, I want a pizza party with my friends. I've been out of school for treatment for the past year, and I just want to have a pizza party with my friends. And recently he was granted that wish. They said it was one of the most unique ones they'd ever seen. But he arrived, everybody was dressed up, and they had bouncy balloons and bouncy houses. And, the best news is he's now in remission. So
I think
that's great. But what a wonderful wish. You know, I think his friends are going to remember that party forever.
I'll tell you. Whether it's the judge's daughter that prays for the woman that is causing his family, himself so much pain, or this 9-year-old that thinks outside of himself and says, look, it, not for me, but how about the entire school? Let's have pizza for everybody. That's awesome. Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Great job. Appreciate it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of...